Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Sunny and warm across Johannesburg and Pretoria tomorrow. The City of Gold will peak at 26 degrees. Pretoria 27, Polokwane and Emalahleni 23. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has confirmed that the party's NEC member and Minister of Justice, Thembi Simelane, will appear before the ANC's Integrity Commission over the VBS saga. Media reports claim that she facilitated a 349 million municipal investments in VBS during her time as Polokwane mayor. She reportedly borrowed over 575,000 rand from Gundo Wealth Solutions to purchase a coffee shop in Sandton.
We've got checks and balances. She will go to the Integrity Commission, present herself, and then we will be advised by Integrity Commission, having evaluated what she said to them and based on the facts before them, what do they advise. The president is acting on the matter. As you know, he has reported to the country and to all of us that he is awaiting a response from Comrade Thembi in terms of that.
The Helen Suzman Foundation has welcomed the Department of Home Affairs establishment of the Immigration Advisory Board. The board will provide expert advice on immigration policies. Nominations are due by Saturday. Good news come Wednesday. Fuel prices will decrease to its lowest levels in over a year. It's the fourth consecutive drop this year. The decreases are attributed to, among others, a much stronger rand. Now, the question is, will South Africans feel a difference amid tough economic times?
I've seen literally no difference with fuel prices over the past few months.
I have actually seen a slight difference. I mean, I used to spend plus minus 1.5, and now I'm spending like 1,200.
Yeah, it's true that we've seen a couple of drops in the price of fuel. As a diesel user, it's been slightly less than the petrol drops, but from an average of about 1,700 that I was paying 3 months ago, it's probably dropped to about 1,500. So small relief, no big deal, but there has been a small relief.
In news abroad, a major fire broke out at a historic church in northern France today, with its bell tower collapsing as a result of the blaze. Thanks to the efforts of 90 firefighters, the fire has been contained. No one was injured. The cause of the blaze is unknown. And finally, a large section of the iconic railing on the bow of the Titanic has fallen to the seabed at some point over the last 2 years. The ship's bow was immortalized by Jack and Rose in the famous movie scene, but a series of dives by underwater robots showed how the wreck is changing after more than 100 years beneath the waves. The ship sank in April 2012. That's it from the news desk for today. From me, Chanel September, and the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the shit.